Expect to see more bikes on the road as we mark Bike Month. Catherine Cruz was out at this weekend's Haliva Metric bike ride, and a couple of booths at Kayaka Park caught her eye. Imuakako Trikes is a nonprofit that builds adaptive bicycles for people with disabilities. The payback to volunteers is giving youngsters the freedom of movement in a way that able-bodied people may take for granted.
My name is Jenna Mullen, and I volunteer with Imuakako Trikes, and we are a nonprofit that gets tricycles for people with special needs, and each tricycle is adapted and customized to that person that has a physical limitation so that they can ride a tricycle with their family and friends.
So I saw that you folks are like volunteer, like physical therapists. I mean, you're just really trying to help to meet a need in the community.
Yes, exactly. A lot of us are physical therapists and some just avid community members that want to give back. And we've been volunteering and doing this since 2014, and we've given over 40 trikes away during that time.
So explain to folks what an adaptive bike is.
Yeah, so we are part of the national organization. We're the Hawaii chapter, and so this national organization has these tricycles that they come with the frame, and then we as physical therapists evaluate the person to see what adaptations are needed, and that could be they maybe don't, their legs don't work as well as their hands, so we get them an arm pedal bike, and maybe they need something to support their sides because their trunk isn't strong enough to hold themselves up on the bike, so they have lateral supports and back supports to hold them up.
So really you evaluate each rider, and based on their physical limitations, then you design a bike to help them.
Exactly, yep.
And so how do you survive? I mean, you know, nonprofits need money, and these bikes, I'm sure, are not cheap.
Yes, we've had generous donations from all different local groups and, you know, different community members as well. Recently, Eggs and Things has helped us out. Community health education and people from our community who see what we do, believe in what we do, and want to help us out. That's how we survive.
And so in the 4 years that you've been together, you know, share some of the stories about what it means to someone to be able to get on the road and ride.
Yes. Some of the most exciting things is seeing the kids come in, and maybe they have a sibling that has a bike and they've never been able to ride. And so they see the bikes, and then, you know, the evaluation day is where we trial different bikes and we take measurements and everything to see what their needs are, but they don't get to take home the bike yet. So when we have the giveaway day where after we've built the bike and put it together for each child, and then that day they get to sit on the bike and trial it around and ride it around with their families pushing them, or maybe they do it on their own, and just their excitement. They put their hands in the air and just the big grins. It's really exciting, and that's what keeps us going.
Okay, it's really heartwarming stuff.
Yes, definitely.
And all ages?
Yes, all ages. A lot of these are children, but I mean, we last year gave a bike to an older man after he had a stroke, and he wasn't able to use half of his body, especially his arms. So we fit him a bike that worked for him, and now he can get around with his family as well.
I know many years ago, a lot of us would see a gentleman out there on a bike, and he had some physical disabilities, and he really became kind of a rallying force for what you can do, even though you have physical disabilities.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, this is also encouraging us to push harder and do better when we see these people out there that have limitations but are able to do this. So this gives us a means to help each other.
The group works with Shriners Hospital and the Department of Education and the Department of Health. It says thanks to corporate donors, it has been able to get those bikes in the hands of those who need them. And a booth right next to Imuakako Trikes caught Catherine's attention because of a beautiful bike made of all things bamboo. Co-founder Christelle Marcellus talked with Catherine about this green bicycle made from bamboo harvested here in Hawaii.
So we make bamboo bike frames on island. All the bamboo is locally sourced, and we do build-your-own workshops, and we also sell complete bikes. So.
So what does one of these things run?
So the workshop starts at $700 for a weekend workshop. So it's 2 full days. You put in your sweat equity to come out with a frame. It's handmade by Barrett Work, who is the brains behind the whole building side of the operation. It's about $1,800 for a frame.
So basically, you just build your own bike.
Yeah, so you can build your own bike, and then we have a bunch of different component package options, so you can get it pre-assembled or you can assemble it. We have like professional finishing options. So
this is bamboo and linen?
So yeah, this is actually bamboo and carbon fiber, and then it has a linen finish on it.
So it's a green bike. But it's pretty cool looking.
yeah, they're definitely a showstopper. When you're riding along, people are like, bamboo! You know, it's so exciting to see something locally sourced and on the road. It seems like it's not even possible to ride a bamboo bike, but it totally is. It's one of the strongest materials in the world.
And so how long have these bikes been on the road?
So, actually, there's a bamboo bike in a museum that's 100 years old that's still intact. But we've been on in business for about 4 years. We spent the first few years doing research, and then we came to market last year with doing the classes. We were teaching at the Honolulu Museum of Art, and now we're teaching at our shop in Kailua. So.
And May is bike month, so you folks have got all these activities going on?
Yeah, so we have May 19th and 20th is our next bamboo bike making workshop in Kailua, and it's an all-day thing. The last day to register is May 7th, so yeah, it's a small class, about 4 to 6 people will be in there, so it's very intimate, and it's really fun, and it's hard work, and then you get like an amazing product at the end.
Okay, but you got to sign up, because slots fill up fast, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Very limited space, so we have, I think, 2 spaces left.
To find out more about Bamboo Bikes Hawaii or how to get a bike into the hands of a disabled child or adult, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.